when Nick Sharma started his popular food blog, A Brown Table, two things were a given on the menu: his ethnicity and his sexuality. Sharma, an Indian immigrant, had to develop a thick skin about both. He was his own hand model in his cooking photographs.
And so for people would come and tell me that my skin looked burnt or too ashy or dark, it started to irritate and also get me upset.
Also, he was open about his sexuality.
You know, if I would say, talk about dating or like my husband, you'd get like these stupid negative comments about, you know, the F word would be used and stuff like that.
It can be a blog eat blog world out there. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Sharma lives in Los Angeles now after several years in Oakland, but he grew up in Mumbai and discovered cooking not because of his mother's exquisite dal or shrimp curry.
My mother hates cooking, which is why I started cooking as a child. I started to overcompensate.
He came to the United States to study molecular genetics, but also because of his sexuality.
My father had a colleague who was married to someone who was gay, and they had a child, but they lived separately because the husband was gay and he was living his own lifestyle. And, you know, I kept thinking to myself, first of all, this isn't something I want to do.
Of course, India has changed since then. In Mumbai, where Sharma is from, there are pride parades and LGBTQ film festivals now. Sharma sees the change when he goes back.
When I've come with my husband, I'm married, and when I come with my husband to India, it's a non-issue at most places, so it's kind of nice.
And he introduces his husband as his husband, not a friend. But as an Indian writing about food in America, there are challenges.
There is a tendency also sometimes for where I'll be pushed to do Indian stories where I have no business writing about, because I'm not an expert on Indian cooking. My focus has always been the science of cooking and flavor.
His latest book is The Flavor Equation, which breaks down flavor into its components, from mouthfeel to aroma, taste, even sound, like the research that goes into your packet of potato chips.
You know, when you break those chips or when you crunch them in your mouth, that fracture is also measured by physics. And they utilize that data to cook the chips better, but also to package them better.
Or why we seem to order more tomato juice when we are on that long flight. The air is dry, there's engine noise, and all that affects our taste receptors.
And it turns out that saltiness and savoriness, or umami, are the two tastes people start to get much more sensitive to and consequently crave.
While Americans are much savvier now about Indian food beyond that all-you-can-eat lunch buffet, there's also the tendency to over-exoticize it. Copy about Indian food seems to come with swooning sitars twanging.
We want to sell this notion of a grandmother sitting on a, you know, like a chula or like a coal stove somewhere, smoking away or hand grinding something to the point of where her hands are aged and wrinkled, and so it's adding beauty to the dish. My late grandmother would have said, that is ridiculous. I'm not hand grinding stuff. I'm going to put it in the mixer and it'll still taste the same.
Meanwhile, some Indians will get mad if Sharma mixes and matches his ingredients. Think apple masala chai cake or chipotle garam masala olives, because they feel he's not being authentic. The funny thing is, growing up with parents who hailed from different parts of India with different cooking traditions, he's always mixed and matched.
I grew up in Bombay, so I have all these different experiences. And growing up in Bombay, this was never a problem that, you know, mixing European ingredients or Asian ingredients into Indian cooking. But somehow it is a big thing in America.
Nick Sharma isn't going to be put in a box, even if it's a spice box.
And coming here, it seems like there's this onus that people tend to put on me to stick to a certain lane. I had to do that all my life as a gay kid, and then I, you know, decided not to follow. Now to do that and as an adult with cooking, it feels kind of silly.
Happy Pride, everyone. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.